EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
The question is there an age limit? And what point do you stop dressing up for Halloween? And that's the question that our intern Hannah was asking. And honestly, I don't know about you, Breeze. I don't think there's an age limit to be put on this. Trick-or-treating, maybe. Because if you're walking around the neighborhood in your 60s asking for candy, then the police should be called.
Yeah, we have an issue there for sure.
But then again, I've never actually seen an 80-year-old dress up, you know?
Well, they might do some things in the nursing home. They might do Halloween parties in the nursing home.
Just because you're 80 doesn't mean you're in the home.
Well, if you are, I'm sure they throw some banging parties. So I had to Google it, right? Because I was like, I don't know. Let's take to the old Googsy, shall we? And there's no clear answer of when you should stop dressing up for Halloween, as age in which people choose to stop varies. Like you said, the trick-or-treating definitely stops around the age of 12 or 13.
Yeah.
But a survey found that 26% of adults believe that children are never too old to trick-or-treat. So I think they're going on that notion by saying we're adult children and we're going to keep celebrating even if we're not going out fetching candy.
I saw the most brilliant video of some guy that got free candy. He dressed up a little mannequin, little child, about 3-4 feet tall as a Spider-Man, and planted him on a woman's doorstep. Rang the doorbell. She's like, oh, wow. Dressed him up as Spider-Man. Was like, wow, that's amazing. What are you supposed to be, little boy? Are you Spider-Man? He's like, oh, he's deaf. He can't. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And gives the mannequin candy and then closes the door. He picks the mannequin up and goes to the next house. I was like, brilliant. Now that's how you get free candy.
That is the most screwed up thing I've actually ever heard.
Oh, it was so great.
Oh, my God. God.
Look like a little child.
I think one of the things about Halloween and celebrating Halloween is that it goes through different waves and stages of importance, right? So like when you're younger, all you care about is your costume or it's whatever you're into the most that year. I mean, parents know this. I mean, you know this if you grew up really into Halloween. I love The Little Mermaid, so I need to be Ariel for Halloween. And then when you get to college, It's a little bit of a different shift, and the slutty costumes start coming out.
Oh yeah,
Hannah Banana.
Hey,
what are you being for Halloween?
You said slutty costumes, and she ran in the mic.
Hey. Well, I have a couple costumes because you can't just have one. Mm-hmm. But no. But I'm being a sailor. I'm being Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that checks out. That's right? So you.
So me, and I'm still picking out some other ones. But
okay,
that's what I got.
How many nights are you celebrating?
The most amount that you can. I'm Thursday to Saturday next week, and then this weekend.
Yeah, you have this weekend too.
Yeah.
And you know what? The good news for you too is next Thursday it's going to be 68 degrees, so you might not have to wear a jacket over your costume.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That is the absolute worst. You're crafting your costume. I don't care if you're 6 or 65 and you have to wear a jacket over it because you're cold or your mom tells you to. Nah.
What's the thing? Do you remember your first Halloween costume for trick-or-treating?
I think I was... Oh, for trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I think I was maybe a cheerleader or like Hermione or something like that.
Very different specs.
Mine was Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. But it was just Oscar's... It was just the mask and then a huge winter coat.
Oh. I think it was like a pumpkin. So.
Okay. The thing is, though, guys, is it doesn't really matter your age when it comes to celebrating any holiday. Live it up. Because I love people that are young at heart.
Mm-hmm. And also, quick story, but like my parents met at a Halloween party for the first time.
Really?
My dad had a full-blown pumpkin on his head that he carved guys out. No, I'm not kidding. My mom was like, I want that guy.
Todd. Let me guess. He's holding a blue light.
150%. Yeah. I don't know how he drank it, but yes. He probably was like pulling the pumpkin up. And
oh, that'd just be so uncomfortable.
Rotting from the inside out.
Right. Yeah. He just stunk. And then your mom was like, oh, I'm taking this guy home.
It's like, that's my man's right there.
And so they met at a Halloween party.
Like kind of set up by people. Of like, hey, he's going to be here. She's going to be here. I think you guys would be a good match.
Is anybody...
And my dad showed up with a live pumpkin on his head.
Right.
Are you good, bro?
He's the best. If anyone's holding like a Halloween bash, anyone doing a Halloween costume party?
Yeah, I have one on Friday.
I would love to come through If you guys want to invite me, I'll come through. I just got to get a costume. I'm not going to lie. I dropped the ball this year a little bit like I did last year.
Wait, I think you should go out to a Halloween party with Hannah at NAS.
At NAS? I'm not showing up to a college. Are you out of your mind?
But where are you? Your house parties, right?
Maybe. I know we're going to like bars and stuff. Ooh. House parties kind of happen just on the day, I think. I never plan in advance.
Right. Hannah, who's the 40-year-old? That's...
Don't worry about it.
It's my stepdad.
It's my mentor or something. I don't know.
You want to talk about feeling like a minority? That's me.
For sure.
So do you
don't look 40, though. You're fine.
That's true. If you could guess.
They're going to be like, isn't that guy goes to Fisher?
I'm fishing for compliments here. But if you had to guess, we've never met, how old would you say I am?
No, because when I first came on here, I had no idea how old you were, and I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out. Young, not 40.
How young?
Like 30s or something, maybe.
30s? 26 at
26,
best.
Like 19 for sure.
The guy at Wegmans
like,
the other
day. Say 26. Say 26.
I bought beer at Wegmans, and the guy was like, I just need to check your ID. He's like, oh my God, I thought you were 26. I was
That's
like,
kind yeah. of a flex.
Honestly, it's my skincare regimen. I've been doing it for a long time.
Did you know,
think I like
I
to
was,
eat healthy.
Did you? Well, that was a new thing. Did you think I was older than him?
No.
Okay, cool. That's all I needed to know.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.